Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, while the statue of Frank Rizzo was the focus of the beginning of protests in Philadelphia last weekend over the death of George Floyd, they even tried to set it on fire and topple it. The statue, which was installed in 1999, was quietly removed overnight. Now, 5 days and nights of citywide protest, demonstrators this time peacefully gathered early this evening on that very spot, the plaza in front of the Municipal Services Building across from Philadelphia City Hall. KYW's Antoinette Lee has more on their message as they then moved on from there and marched through the city.
Hundreds marched from where the Frank Rizzo statue once stood, around City Hall and down Broad Street. Their signs read statements like Black Lives Matter and Justice for Floyd.
We need to end violence against black lives, black communities, communities of color in general.
Many, like Brian Jordan, said the recent changes that took place on Wednesday were a great step in the right direction, but not enough.
I think that's a wonderful first step in Minneapolis right now, but I think we need broader systemic reforms, and there are so many other, Breonna Taylor, we need justice for her. We could get retroactive justice for Eric Garner, for Philando Castile, for so many others.
Which is why many protesters said they would march again on Thursday. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio.